My dear friends, I am most pleased and honored to welcome you also in the name of the Christian community in this region. Certainly, we knew something about India, and we are most grateful to you for all the contribution you gave to European also civilization. The Roman culture was high, but Indian mathematics was much higher, and we received so much through also the mathematics and the numbers. We knew something since the 18th century. Some of our missionaries went to India, went through China, and they sent back some news, some products. We had also a bishop at the end of the 18th century, Bishop of Mumbai, he's from Trento. But to receive such a delegation here is a very great honor and a great contribution toward understanding among people, culture, religious group. This evening we are at the vigil of another great meeting which takes place just 20 kilometers south of Trento in Rovereto tomorrow, with about 200 religious groups dealing with the values mentioned before by the Lord Mayor, that should be in common through the different religions in the different culture in Europe. So this meeting is concerned with Europe. But with your presence, you are opening us up our minds, our hearts, our vision toward the world. Trento was chosen, as the Lord Mayor mentioned before, for a big gathering of all the bishops, what we call an ecumenical council in the Catholic Church. It means all the bishops of the world of that time. In India, I don't know, the Bishop of Goa was not yet there. Yeah, that time. Yeah, back 500 years ago was not yet a bishop there. So from India, unfortunately, nobody came. But from Portugal, yes. Why was chosen? Because it's a small town, but it's in between two big cultures, European culture. Big if we look at the dimension of Europe. If we look at the dimension of Asia, it's quite small, say. But in any way, German and Italian culture. And this uses us through the century in a dialogue. When I was a student, for example, in theological studies, we have a group of Italian speaking and another group of German speaking. And at that time we have quite a hard tension and a very difficult relation between the two groups, also politically speaking. And so, but we have to learn how to live together, to respect each other, also different approaches. And this, I think, is contribute also to the birth of such a great movement, which is focolare now in the world. Certainly, the great contribution came through the inspiration of the Lord God, which inspired Chiara Lubis to have opened up her mind to the universality of the message of love, the message that we are just one family in the world. Today, with the globalization process, we are becoming more and more aware of this reality. But 60 years ago, when still the colony system quite spread, was not so common. For this we are very grateful to Chiara Lubis and very honored that she is born in this town, that she also started here the movement, and after she spread all over all the countries of the world, starting from Korea, where we met with 30 years ago. She kept young and I did not, but Marina was in the 72, 73, she was in Korea, in Seoul, we met there. And all over the world now, focolare is movement, and certainly we are happy, very happy that we had such a chance. It's not our merit, the merit of Chiara, the merit of God, the merit of many people who have preceded us. And they transmit to us a message that we have to carry on, to develop, to improve even, because nothing is perfect, but we have to improve. And as the Lord Mayor already mentioned, it's not always easy. The dialogue, intercultural, and also interreligious dialogue, cooperation, is not evident approach. Some people prefer other violence approach, war, conflict. We believe that we are called to cooperate, and I thank you because your visit strengthened our own goodwill. Thank you.